T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, there are a lot of quarterbacks in the news, and we fully understand about Jalen Ramsey and Taco Charlton requesting to be traded. We're going to talk about that, y'all. We're going to talk about that. Just sit tight. Clinton Camla got you. But a lot of quarterbacks in the news. Sam Darnold missing last night's game on Monday Night Football with mononucleosis. How freaking bizarre is that? He's out indefinitely. Who knows what shape he'll be in when he comes back.
And for the record, that is not just a white guy disease. Is that a disease? Is that a disease or is that a...
I think it's an affliction.
B-Mac, what is that? What is mononucleosis?
It's a kissing disease from what I've heard.
It would be categorized as a disease.
Yeah, it's known as something you have in high school.
All right. Well, the most important thing is that it's not only for white guys. It can be multiple people can get it. Any race can have it. Be careful out there, youngsters. Be careful, baby.
and just be like me. Be a germaphobe. Don't put your hand on door handles, and that's half the battle of staying healthy.
Yeah, says the guy that he was sick before the show.
I'm run down today. My nose isn't running, but I'm just run down. I don't know what. Maybe something's brewing. Maybe hanging out with old Dirty Red will
do that to you, brother.
I love it, man. But a lot of these quarterbacks are in the news. We'll get to Breeze. We'll get to Roethlisberger. But I woke up this morning, and this might have come down last night or early this morning, but what came down last night was Pat Shurmur, the Giants coach, was non-committal about who was going to start for him in Week 3, and now Katie barred the door. Is that a safe cliche these days? I believe it is. I don't mean any disrespect or offense to Katie, wherever she is. And I live in Katie. Back to our story.
That's a nice nugget right there. You can't hide that money, can you, boy? You can't hide that money. You're losing $2,000 payments, and you live over in Katy.
It's a couple palm trees out there. It's good living out there.
That's
man.
Right. It's good palm living. Trees in the backyard. Lime trees in the backyard.
No, we have a lime tree in the backyard, mm-hmm. And I hooked up you and B-Mac and Armin with some limes, man. But anyway, Daniel Jones is going to be the starting QB for the New York Giants, and Clint, you might as well. All right, this is a tankalicious season for the New York Giants. They're going to suck. They're going to win 2, 3, 4 games. So I applaud the decision. They probably should have just started the season with him as well as he played in the preseason. But your reaction to Daniel Jones taking over?
Yeah, look, I mean, you drafted him early, so you got a ton of stock in him. I believe you got some of the weapons back. When the season first started, I was like, hey, man, if you don't have your entire arsenal of weapons offensively, do not throw this young fella to the wolves. Make sure you got your targets out there. Make sure you got guys that can relieve pressure from this offense if the young quarterback can notice it, process it, and get the ball out. You don't want to put him in a no-win situation where even if they can lock your receivers up man-to-man and heat you up as a quarterback, and this kid takes a beat and he becomes gun-shy.
There you go.
And then he's in trouble, right? Clearly, those guys are back healthy, and clearly Eli Manning is not getting it done. Most importantly, the team's not responding to him. But let's build the case for it. I mean, I think it's worth mentioning what Daniel Jones did in the preseason. He was 5 for 5 for 67 yards and a touchdown versus the Jets Week 1. 11 of 14 for 161 yards and a touchdown, I believe, versus Chicago Bears second preseason game. 9 of 11 for 141 versus the Bengals, I think, in the third or fourth preseason game, whichever one Eli didn't play in. But those are the only three I looked at. Anyway, every time the dude took the field, he knew where he was going with the ball, very decisive. Those are things that your everyday rookie doesn't do. I don't care if he is a first-round draft pick. Very decisive with the football, appeared to know the offense like the back of his hands, and then you get Eli out there again. Like I said, the team hadn't responded to him, Rick. 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, 2 sacks, just kind of, he ain't doing it for me, man. He's just a dude right now.
He's a Hall of Famer, but he's just a guy right now.
But he's just a guy on his last leg.
Yeah, that's it. I mean,
he is literally on his last leg. He's completing 63% of his balls. He's got arguably the best running back in the league right now behind him that's doing, and I don't know what the stats say, but when you talk about running backs in today's NFL, it needs to start with Saquon Barkley. I don't give a damn who else you're talking about. I don't care what the stats say. it starts with Saquon Barkley as of today.
Zeke isn't even...
Zeke's in the conversation, but if Zeke's your 1A, Barkley's your 1B.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I think they're the two top guys.
They're
two in the same, and as I watch them play, I think Barkley's a little bit more explosive, a little bit shiftier than Ezekiel Elliott right now. I would have to do some serious film study, but if I were starting a team right now and I could pick out of all the running backs, the big three down backs, I'm taking Alvin Kamara out of that conversation. I'm taking
McCaffrey
out of that conversation. The big three down backs, I'd have a hard time not taking Saquon Barkley from the jump. I mean, I would have a really hard time. So you got all those pieces in place. Hey, man, plug that young quarterback in there that's proven he can be decisive and spin a rock around the park, and let's see what he can do in some real game time.
Now, here's the problem with that. Sterling Shepard is their number two receiver. He's concussed. The NFL is actually investigating the Giants' handling of his concussion. And Golden Tate, Clint, is out for two more weeks with the suspension from the PED thing,
right, yeah.
From the fertility drug that he took to try to have a child. And they dinged him four games for it. So the Giants' passing arsenal,
they are a little short.
Will not be full strength for at least a couple of weeks.
Yeah, well, and that's okay. I didn't realize that Shepard was not playing. I understood there was a concussion deal going on, but has he already been declared out for next week?
I don't know if he's been declared out for next week, but I know he's concussed.
Gotcha. Well, so nonetheless, here's the deal: is they've got. They've got to get the young fella in there right now. Eli's done. I mean, you're wasting.
How stale was the Eli thing?
Yeah. You're just wasting clock at this point in time with Eli. I mean, look, you play Tampa Bay this week, and so what if you're short? If
winnable
you're
short, game,
right?
I guess.
So what?
Shepard did not play last
okay,
week. He played week one, not last
gotcha.
Week.
Gotcha. So what if you got a receiver that's out right now? I just think it's time. As long as Saquon Barkley's behind him, you've got some weapons across the board that will be answers for him to get himself out of tough situations. He's proven that he's sharp and decisive and can do that. Plug that young fella in and let him ride. 2 weeks ago, I wasn't a big fan of it, but when you see just the entire package of Eli this late in his career, it's time to move on, man. I think that's a great decision by the head coach of the New York Giants.
Eli's a first ballot Hall of Famer, in my opinion. Two championships.
Two
the stats
hard
are
to
unbelievable.
Argue with two Super Bowls,
yeah, and he's top 10 all-time in passing yards and passing touchdowns. Top 10. So it's not just, oh, well, all he did was win Super Bowls. No. This guy has been racking up numbers like the odometer on a 300,000-mile vehicle. Let's move on. More quarterback conversation. Teddy Bridgewater will now be the quarterback for Drew Brees. He's out 6 to 8 weeks. By the way, I called this. I'm watching that game with Jalen, my 14-year-old sports nerd son, just like me. And we see Brees, and he's not even able to pick up a football. And I go, Jay, that thumb is jacked up. Probably going to need surgery. That's a two-monther right there. And bing, I nailed it. Yep, I like playing doctor from my couch. But Teddy Bridgewater was disappointing in that game, right? He plays well in the preseason. He's got a great background. And the Saints are grooming him to maybe be the successor to Drew Brees. And I thought Teddy B kind of face-planted on Sunday.
Yeah, look, Teddy B decided to stay in New Orleans versus go to Miami, which, boy, was he not a smart one dude, with that decision. Good gosh.
Winning.
You know, yeah, and so here's the question: is I'm not too concerned with Teddy Bridgewater not performing well last week. I mean, I think it was versus the Rams, right? I mean, you're talking about a pretty damn good defense. You're talking about it was on the road and in a situation where Drew Brees more than likely takes, I would say Drew probably takes 80 to 85% of the reps throughout the week. I don't know that. That's not from experience. I'm just guessing. A guy like him that's as detail-oriented and rep-oriented and get the most out of your preparation throughout the week, I would imagine he takes a large percentage of the reps. And so I'm not worried about Teddy Bridgewater filling in last second, spur of the moment.
It is a tough spot. I got to give him that.
Yeah, and not being as good as Brees. Unfortunately, that's who he's going to be measured against. I think he'll be okay. The question in New Orleans is the fact that Taysom Hill, and this is preseason, it's preseason conversation. I don't put a ton of stock in preseason conversation. But Taysom Hill brings a different dynamic to the quarterback position, and he proved in the preseason that he could throw the ball really, really well. And so if Teddy struggles, does Taysom Hill get thrown in there? And does Sean Payton have a package, a more extensive package, for Taysom Hill in New Orleans. That'll be the interesting thing to watch right there is how he handles Teddy Bridgewater and how long is his leash if he does struggle once he's a starter.
And as you know, they have packages for Taysom Hill even when Drew Brees is healthy, right? To come out there and run a read option, to come out there with a trick gadget play to actually throw the ball, caught a touchdown against our Texans. Look, Taysom Hill is an absolute fantasy football buzzkill. When you want when you need a Kamara touchdown or a Thomas touchdown or a Jared Cook touchdown, it's Taysom freaking Hill again. But he is a talented football player. We talk about Joe Webb being a versatile guy, right? He can play special teams, catch the rock, throw it. Taysom Hill is above Joe Webb just in terms of skill level. So I'm with you, dude. Like, and look, what is New Orleans in it to win it this year? They're in it to win the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah,
championship
absolutely.
Or bust.
Yeah.
So if Teddy B has a bad game or two, I definitely could see a quick hook and go to Hill.
Well, this is just a Band-Aid because obviously Breeze will be back at some point down the road.
6 to 8 weeks.
I mean, so he'll be back. And in the division that New Orleans is in, they should not have a problem staying afloat and giving themselves a chance to win division.
They're tied atop the division right now at 1-1.
Yeah, and the division stinks. I mean, quite frankly.
Not great.
And so you've got a chance to, if Teddy Bridgewater can earn that 1 year, $7 million contract, you kept him there for a reason. One of very few teams that value that backup spot. You paid him $7 million. Now you better make hay with him. You better be able to go beat Tampa Bay with your $7 million backup. And so I expect Teddy Bridgewater to be fine once he gets a full week of preparation under his belt as a starter. But we'll see. Well, nonetheless, they've got answers. Sean Payton will have packages for Hill, and it'll be a good watch this Sunday.
The New Orleans Saints on Sunday have the Seahawks. Ooh, tough matchup against Jadeveon Clowney. And the Seahawks up in Seattle. That's a 3:25 joint on CBS.
Well, would you let me talk about Tampa for? That's New York.
No, we that's why I was Jones.
That's
why
I was
fixing it.
Tampa.
Yeah, you were talking about the Giants with Tampa, and I wanted to just confirm who the Saints had. Look, that's a tough matchup.
Yeah, good luck, Teddy.
For Teddy Bridgewater and all those
that
guys.
Changes
it really
the conversation.
Is. It does a little bit. Now, let's move on to Ben Roethlisberger. And look, I'm a big Ben fan. He's a tank. He's clutch. He's a bit of a jerk. I would say that, or at least it seems. But he threw a rock on Sunday and, like, looked down at his elbow and was like, what the hell just happened? It was like an Achilles injury, right, where dudes are running and they fall and they look back like, who shot me? Who kicked me in the back of the leg? It was a weird, weird injury. But Big Ben just threw the ball and looked down at his elbow, and he's going to miss the season with a right elbow injury.
One of my guys in Little Rock was doing some radio and said he's going to have Papa John surgery.
No, what does that mean? I'm missing
the
joke.
It's Tommy John, isn't it?
There you go. Yeah.
It's Tommy John.
Not Papa John. That's pretty good.
Papa, no, he did.
He's got a Papa
Look,
John surgery.
I'm going to be honest.
Hey, you see my guy Shaq?
Yeah.
No, the new spokesman for Papa John's?
Yeah, because he bought into it. He owns that.
My boy Shaq. You get
the
that money,
company.
Shaq.
I mean, but yeah, my old boy in Little Rock didn't do it as a joke, though. It was a serious slip of the tongue. Old Papa John surgery. Yeah, you know, the funny thing about Roethlisberger is the whole, I guess, controversy went down when the Pittsburgh Steelers drafted Mason Rudolph and he wasn't going to be a mentor. He wasn't going to coach him up. He wasn't going to help him. And now word on the street is that Roethlisberger, through this injury, although it's season ending, he wants to come back and be a coach and kind of help coach the quarterbacks and help them through this thing. And that, I thought that was an interesting dynamic of boy, you show your true colors when you don't want to help a guy when it's your true competition. Even though you're a Super Bowl winning quarterback, and you're the franchise in Pittsburgh still. I mean, they let Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown walk out the door. You're the dude, and you still have a chip on your shoulder about helping a young quarterback. And now you want to come back and be a coach. It's just interesting how that little adversity changed things right there.
You know what's so lame about that too, Clint? You bring up such a good point. If you're Phillip Rivers, Matt Ryan, hell, even Eli Manning. Those guys never, ever miss games. They just don't. Every game they play. They have these crazy consecutive games played.
Right. Yeah.
So if you're that guy, I can understand, why are you spending a third-round pick on a hot shot out of Oklahoma State? But Ben Roethlisberger, how often is he hurt, Clint? Every year he is hurt. And usually it's an ankle or a shoulder or something that he plays through, right? Because he's a warrior. But he's hurt every year. So how can you be butthurt that your team got an insurance policy for you? And by the way, Mason Rudolph was an absolute superstar in college football with Oklahoma State for 2 years. He was one of the best QBs in football, like a tier two Heisman candidate for 2 years. This is not chopped liver right here. Mason Rudolph can go. So you're right.
Look,
Big Ben should not be insecure. You're a two-time minted champ. You're going to the Hall of Fame. You got mountains of money. Come on, bro.
It's just, super petty, man.
It's real petty.
To me, it's super petty. Why would you feel so strongly to voice that opinion to where anybody ever can tag you with that?
That's
a tough one for me to understand. But nonetheless, you are 100% right about Mason Rudolph. I mean, look, that dude can spin the rock. I don't put a whole lot of stock into college seasons. I mean, obviously you do when you start going, okay, these are your top five or your top 10 quarterbacks. But I really, really, really like to watch the combine stuff. I really like watching them throw. I like watching them move. I love when a quarterback has to go from college to the pros, and now footwork matters, timing matters, anticipating matters, trajectory matters, all that stuff. You're getting thrown under the microscope, and that's what everybody's looking for. It's no longer, oh, how tall are you? How fast are you? Can you throw it 80 yards? When you're coming out of high school, I got a kid here that I train now that's at North Shore
CS training. Look it up,
Demetrius Davis. He's a great player, no doubt about it. Great player, but his strong point is leadership. Team guy just crushes it. Right, most guys in high school, going from high school to college, it's how tall are you? How far can you throw it? How fast can you run? How high can you jump? Very rarely is it all those intangible things that matter. And when you go from college to pros, it's like, all right, boys, we're fixing to pick you apart. It's autopsy time. We're fixing to figure out what the hell's wrong with you. And when they start letting those guys throw routes, you can see real quick, that guy's got a great stroke. That guy's mechanics translate to the NFL because now he can anticipate and lay the ball on the sidelines and turn the tip over inside the 20-yard line on the back pylon. He can make the ball do all those things, which the NFL game demands that you be able to do. And Mason Rudolph is one of those guys that when you watch him in at the combine, you can see, yeah, this dude got it. This dude's got it. So anxious to see, again, let me reiterate, Pittsburgh is at the 49ers this week. So Mason Rudolph,
2-0,
the 49ers,
San Francisco,
right?
49ers.
New Orleans. Teddy Bridgewater is at the Seahawks this week.
At Seattle.
So they're at Seattle. I screwed that up a while ago. And the Giants are at Tampa Bay. So all three of those young quarterbacks starting on the road versus some okay talent. I don't know about the Bucks, but them other ones are playing good ball right now. So we'll see, man. Throw them young Bucks to the Wolves, baby.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.